right, let's do the birthday scam.
Years ago, Loretta had her power cut off because she wasn't paying her bill. So her nice friend Karen, whose idea this is, said, hey, put it in my name.
Right.
Yeah, that's how she's been paying her bill for the last 5 years. Well, now Karen's getting married, so she has to change her name with the power company. So her idea is to call her friend Loretta, who she's been helping out for all these years, and say, hey, we found out your dirty little secret.
You owe some money.
Hi, this is Loretta. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Robert with P. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
I'm calling because we have discovered a problem with your power account.
Okay.
You have for some time had your bill under someone else's name.
Loretta.
Yes. It's really your property, and then you've just had it under...
She was renting a trailer out there. Yes, sir.
That's your trailer.
Okay. Go ahead. You go ahead and just turn it off and send me the bill at the house.
So you'd like the bill switched to your name?
Yes. I'm just on a register right now. I can't talk right now.
I did a little research back and found out that we had disconnected you some years ago.
Right.
Then you hooked up a friend to put your power under someone else's name.
She separated from her husband and needed a place to stay, and I said I had a place in Galveston.
Right, well, she told me what was going on here.
Okay.
Okay, so you might as well come clean with me.
Sir, I'm on the register. I work at a grocery store. I'm a little busy.
Well, what I need to do now is collect from you a deposit for that property.
How much would you like to collect from me?
$600.
Bill me.
All right, let's get Karen. It's her idea.
Yeah.
We just tried and she hung up on us.
Oh, very good.
What I'd like to do is hook you guys together. You speak to her like you're calling her.
And you'll be quiet.
And we'll be quiet.
Okay.
All right.
Karen, what do you want me to do?
I tried to talk to you about that the other day.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's okay. He can bill me the $600. It's fine.
You guys got to call him or something so you can get that taken care of.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
He wants it done now, so... Okay. Because they accepted our proposal on that house.
Okay. Fine. Just have them call them up, have them disconnect it, send me, and they'll send you one last bill. And that's it.
No, they won't turn it on in my house. Can you talk to him one more time, Heath?
No, I don't think so. I'll cut myself. I got the number.
I'm here right now.
No, that's okay. I understand.
No, I'm here.
See, that's the power of electric company. It's Dean and Rod, Loretta. He got you, Loretta.
Yeah, he did.
I want to come in, and we're going to use that trailer on this weekend.
Yeah, see, their birthday party at your trailer. The drink is done, right, Loretta?
Hey, Karen, did you tell him your birthday is the day before mine?
No,
we didn't tell him that. Okay, yours is coming.
You gals would like to talk more, but we have to get rolling here.
Yeah, well, you guys get back to work. Thanks, Dean. Bye-bye. Thanks, Rod.
Well, it's that time of year again. I can't believe how quickly it's gone with everything that's happened in this eventful year. We have with us Captain Greg Freeman from the Houston Police Department. Greg, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here.
And that time of year, I'm talking about the 9/11 Heroes run that's upcoming on September 11th, of course.
It was scheduled. It was scheduled.
And we had to, because of Harvey,
it was scheduled.
We had to postpone it.
We did. And we moved it to Veterans Day, which is going to be Saturday, November the 11th. Same location, same time. It'll be down at City Hall. Opening ceremonies are at 8 a.m. and the race will start at 8:30.
And it really, and does it replace the Veterans Day Parade?
No, it does not replace the Veterans Day Parade, but this year we are not having a parade. But what we decided to do, the City of Houston collectively in the 9/11 Heroes Run, we moved the 9/11 Heroes Run to Veterans Day. So we're going to have one massive event. We'll have the race followed with Veterans Day ceremonies, which commence at 10 o'clock that morning.
All right. It's a big day, and it's been such an eventful. You've been very busy, I know, post-Harvey and during Harvey.
It has been a very, very busy 7 weeks for this city collectively together. Yes,
and all the first responders. And I have to say, you know, I thought, given the circumstances, that it was just an outstanding job by our first responders.
Oh, I would totally agree with that. And I think, as we mentioned earlier, I think truly it'll go down in history as one of the greatest responses by a law enforcement agency to a national disaster ever in the history of this nation.
So we're benefiting first responders here. We're benefiting veterans.
And also the flood victims. So all the proceeds that come back will come back to Houston this year.
This is a huge and an important event to take part in. What do we want people to do?
If they're interested, we'd love them to come down to support our first responders, men and women, to remember our fallen heroes of 9/11 and also the war since. And 911heroesrun.org, it's up and running. It has been. They can still register. Race registration is $35. You can register up to literally the day of the race. We expect several thousand in attendance to come out. It's going to be a beautiful day, and it's just a great day to remember our fallen and also honor our men and women in uniform. And I cannot thank, gentlemen, of a more opportune time to do it right now.
And you can also just make a donation. And by the way, we have a link on our webpage. If you can't remember the address, go to HoustonZeagle.com and you can directly link to there to register or donate. Captain Freeman, it's good to see you again.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's always an honor to be in your esteemed presence.
Wow. All right. Thank you, sir. Here's Bob Dylan doing Learning to Fly a couple nights ago.
Before Tom passed?
No, just a couple days ago.
A couple days ago.
Not bad. You know, they're a fellow Wilbury.
Right. Yeah, they were friends. And I like that he sounds like he's trying. Well, you know, you never know what you're going to get with Bob. What kind of mood he's in.
No, often he's like asleep going through. Still can't get a word of it. But.
I know it because I know the words. So I'm just remembering them. Hey, if anybody's gonna be able to do Tom Petty, it's the Mr. Himself.
Yeah.
The master of.
Nobody does it better. He invented it. And Tom Petty picked it up. And then Mark Knopfler carried it on.
And the guy from Steeler's Wheel.
Jerry Rafferty had
a little bit of
All right. You know, this is a good version of this song. Obviously, Petty's was good. But the version.
I know where you're going. Because I can never hear the song and not hear this.
Was the Dean and Raj Singers. Man, they took it up a notch.
Because I had to go. Whipped it out. And let it flow. When I zip back up. Felt such pain. If it ever heals, will it be the same? I'm caught in my flight.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. I broke the story weeks ago when it was just a rumor, but it was officially confirmed this week. Justin Timberlake will be the halftime entertainment at this year's Super Bowl in Minnesota. This, of course, is Justin's first appearance since the infamous Nipplegate with Janet Jackson at the 2004 Super Bowl here in Houston. ESPN's Mike Tirico asked Timberlake if there would be a repeat of the wardrobe malfunction.
That won't happen this time. There was a little bit of that, but no, Mike, that's not going to happen.
Plus, if they wanted to expose Janet's breast at this point, they'd have to pull up her shirt from her waist. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Who the hell's this?
It's Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Yes. Yeah, you know it.
The Halloweenies of Houston.
Okay.
Get it? Uh-huh. Weenie. Yeah. Hey, we love Halloween here at the Smoot Trailer.
Sure.
It's the only time of the year that our jagged teeth look normal. And naturally, Roy Jr.'s all excited.
Sure.
He can't wait to get his hands on Candy.
Sure.
Yeah, she's a dancer at the strip club.
Oh.
But we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters here at our neighborhood.
Why not?
Well, Mostly because our neighbors all have a registered sex offender sign in the yard. Hang on just a minute. Ethel's getting into her Halloween costume.
Oh, what is it?
It's a fat suit.
A fat suit.
Hey, it's a little redundant, Tubby.
Come on.
Later.
Speaking of Woody, he was on Kimmel the other night. He is, do you remember earlier in the year, he announced he stopped smoking weed?
Yes, of course.
It Not
was,
doing
it
that.
It was huge news, Dean.
I know we reported it.
He put down the bong.
And that's great. Good for him. He says it was very difficult telling his friend Willie Nelson that he's out now.
Right. Well, Woody only likes to smoke it if it's illegal. Once it became legal and everybody was doing it, then he checked out. He wasn't so special then.
Is this true that you quit? You quit smoking?
Yeah, I quit. I quit about 12:30.
12:30?
Had nothing. Nothing since 12:30.
Really? I heard you quit.
No, no, I did. I quit smoking.
Why did you
quit?
I quit
smoking, yeah.
Why did you quit smoking?
Well, an experiment.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been smoking. I smoked enough pot to fill this theater. So
he's still suffering the effects.
It sounds like he's high now.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
With actual pot.
So when you did quit.
Yeah, that's a very good.
I was surprised, and maybe even I felt a little disappointed
a little
when I found out that
hurt.
You quit. I know you're very good friends with Willie Nelson. How do you sit Willie down and tell him? How do you break the news to Willie that you're not going to be?
That was a very hard one to break.
It was a hard one. Yeah,
yeah. That was just one guy. In fact, it was one of those things where at first I'm like pretending,
really?
Just holding it because I don't want him to know. And finally, I'm like, Willie, I quit. And still, it never fails, The joint comes around and he passes it to me.
Keeps
waiting for me to smoke again.
And you don't.
I'm not, it's been a year and a half.
When you smoked that last one, did you know it was going to be the last one?
No, it was at the tail end of a bender and,
Well, Woody's good friend, Matthew McConaughey, with the cue to call in and win. This is in about a half hour here. I'm the Eagle, so you can go to NASCAR. Oh, you know what? We just played Matthew McConaughey, your cue to call in and qualify to win the NASCAR prize pack. So we've got to take the 12th caller here. Hang on. Hi, number 9. Yeah, well, there's still maybe time. Probably not. Hi, number 10. Hi, number 11.
Just missed. All right, then.
Well, have a great day. Hi, number 12. You win.
All right.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jack.
Jack, are you a NASCAR fan?
Oh, yeah.
Favorite driver?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Lily, all right. Long-time fan favorite. Hey, you may be able to see him as the NASCAR Cup Series comes to the Texas Motor Speedway in 2 weeks. You're qualified for a 4-pack of tickets and a $250 gift card from Unilever. You already won a swag pack from the Eagle and a case of Monster Energy drink.
Nice job, sir.
That's what,
you sound like you could use it.
That's what I need, a bunch of monsters.
But hang on the line, we'll hook you up.
Okay.
And there he goes. And we have more chances to win and qualify throughout the week. Right here, keep listening for Matthew McConaughey to call in and win on the Eagle.